From the Hero Law Firm studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, and happy 30th birthday to Miley Cyrus. I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by Mall of Georgia Dodge Jeep Chrysler. 8 people are in custody in a Gwinnett sex trafficking case. 23 Gwinnett basketball stars made the Atlanta Tip-Off Club's preseason watch list. And police have arrested a suspect in the Duluth death. Plus, learn how painting with a twist is a fun way for people of all ages to express their artistic side. We'll have all this and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. We sat down with Lauren Livesay and Colin Cappy, second-generation employees at Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep, to talk about their great customers both here in Gwinnett and across the country.
Well, one of my neighbors bought all his cars from us, and when I see him in the morning, I give him a good wave, and I'm very thankful for that. And he continues to want to purchase vehicles from us because of the good experiences he's had.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave. And we have some that are just loyal customers that have been with us for 28, 29 years. But then we have the ones, we have a very big online presence. We've been getting a lot of product, and we've been shipping them out all over the United States.
Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Go see them on the lot at 4345 Buford Drive in Buford, or go online and find them at mallofgeorgiachryslerdodgejeep.com. 9 people are facing charges in Gwinnett County in connection with a sex trafficking, racketeering, and criminal gang activity case in which 4 women, including 1 minor, were trafficked, and the Georgia Attorney General's office said 8 of the suspects are in custody. One of the suspects was indicted last month on trafficking of persons for sexual servitude charges related to the investigation that has yielded new charges and more suspects. The Gwinnett County Sheriff's Office led investigation, but Gwinnett Police, the Fulton and DeKalb Sheriff's Offices, DeKalb County Police, Cobb County Police, and the U.S. Marshals Services helped with the investigation and the arrest of the suspects. The Attorney General's Office of Human Trafficking Prosecution and Gang Prosecution Units will prosecute the case. Gwinnett residents Sean Curry, Brianna Adams Joe, Jada Marie Henry, Sean Harvey, and Jada Veronica Wilson, DeKalb County residents Bobby Downing and Eric Johnson, Monroe County resident Tyreek Lee, and Fulton County resident Hilton Dobbins face charges in the case. Curry, Adams, Joe, Henry, Harvey, Downing, Johnson, Lee, and Dobbins have already been arrested. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of Wilson. A Bethlehem woman is facing murder charges in the death of a man whose body was found near a roadway in unincorporated Duluth over the weekend. Master Police Officer Hadeshi Val said officers were called to the 3400 block of Forest Knoll Court at 8:40 p.m. on Saturday on a report of an unknown medical situation. Police arrived to find Mario Acosta Chavez deceased and lying on the ground near the roadway. Officers and paramedics found a gunshot wound on Acosta Chavez's body. Bethlehem resident Erica Garcia was arrested and charged with felony murder and aggravated assault on Sunday morning. Police have not said how Garcia and Acosta Chavez may have been tied to each other or what led up to the shooting. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call detectives or Crime Stoppers, which lets tipsters remain anonymous. Dana Davis, a fixture at Greater Atlanta Christian and a former state championship winning coach, died Sunday morning after a 22-year battle with cancer. He was 63. Davis was first diagnosed with multiple myeloma on August 24, 2000, his 41st birthday, and fought cancer with chemotherapy, stem cell transplants, and other treatments for the past 2 decades. He was undergoing a 3rd stem cell transplant at the time of his passing. He took on the challenge with an attitude that inspired others, staying positive and smiling throughout years of difficulties with his health. He shared his journey alongside the community at GAC. He was in his 42nd year at the school. Davis's long career in education revolved around GAC, where he began working immediately after his college graduation in 1981. He was a pastor and held a variety of positions at the Norcross Private School, from math and Bible teacher to coach in basketball, tennis, and baseball. He won 6 state championships in boys tennis and was the Spartans' head girls basketball coach from 1985 to 2000. He was an assistant boys basketball coach for the legendary Jackie Bradford from 1981 to 1983 and for Tim Vick from 1983 to 85, coaching the junior high boys for 2 seasons and the junior varsity boys for 2 seasons during that span before taking over the girls program. Northeast Georgia Health System officials have announced plans to expand its hospital in Braselton to meet the growing needs of the surrounding communities by adding inpatient beds and expanding the emergency department. Officials said that the expansion paves the way for several anticipated improvements at NGMC Braselton, including 235,000 square feet of new clinical space, including 2 new patient care floors and 150 licensed acute care beds, bringing the hospital's total licensed bed count to 284. Increase the number of treatment rooms in the emergency department from 23 to 46 to care for people more quickly and efficiently. Creating a new helipad, which will mean faster, more efficient access to life-saving heart, stroke, and surgical care. Adding more 200 new parking spaces for patients and visitors. Expanding the pharmacy, laboratory, kitchen, and other spaces. A certificate of need application has been filed with the state to add more operating rooms to expand available surgeries and procedures. Additional expansion also includes the construction of an endovascular operating room for the performance of complex vascular cardiac cases. Areas of care before and after surgery will also be expanded.
Huddle up, everyone. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy from Peggy Slappy Properties. Just like every good quarterback needs an offensive line, every home buyer and every home seller needs a good professional realtor on their side to keep them from getting sacked. Our trusted team of PSP realtors has been helping Gwinnetians buy and sell homes for over 40 years, and we'd love to help you call the winning play. Come by our office today or see us online at PSPOnline.com.
Whatever your real estate need, our team of experienced professionals is here to serve you. Buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's our priority. Peggy Slappy Properties is a trusted market leader in the greater Gwinnett area for 40 years and counting.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
The Gwinnett Daily Post is giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Atlanta Gladiators. Call 404-997-8655 and leave a voicemail for your chance to win.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king on the microphone. So it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks and taking it to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop. I like the pick and roll.
A total of 23 Gwinnett High School basketball players, 13 girls and 10 boys, were selected for the Atlanta Tip-Off Club's 2022-2023 preseason watch list. The list features the top preseason candidates for the club's honors and awards later in the season. Gwinnett girls on the list were Norcross's Jania Atkins, Hebron Christian's Aubrey Beckham, Maya James, and Amia Porter, Grayson's Tatum Brown and Aaron Rodgers, Brookwood's Diana Collins, Peachtree Ridge's Alaya Hunt and Sauna Tripp, Archer's Tania McGowan, Greater Atlanta Christian's Trinity Thomas, Buford's Ava Grace Watson, and Wesleyan's Chit Chat Wright. The local boys players on the list were Norcross's Bilal Abdul-Rahman, Samarian Bond, and Lamarian Jordan, Lanier's Osmar Garcia, Mill Creek's Trajan Greco, Collins Hill's Keyshawn Hampton, Grayson's Gikari Thomas, and Chad Moody, Burt Marsh Jalen Lee, and North Gwinnett's Blake Seats.
Well, Tiffany, top of the AM to every good buddy here. As chairman of the PTA, I am diddly delighted to take over, and I think I can put the PAL back in principal.
The Alcova Elementary School community is getting a present from the Gwinnett County Public Schools over the holidays, a new principal. The Gwinnett County Board of Education approved the appointment of Jaquetta Baldwin as Alcova's new principal last week. Baldwin, who is currently the assistant principal at Corley Elementary, will replace Cortina Harris, who has left GCPS. Baldwin has been with GCPS, and Corley Elementary in particular, for her entire career in education. She joined the district as a third grade teacher at Corley in 2004 and then became a fifth grade teacher at the school in 2010. She then became Corley's fifth grade instructional support and team leader in 2012 and its K-5 instructional coach in 2016. She then became Corley's assistant principal in 2016. Baldwin earned her bachelor's degree in human ecology pre-K fourth grade from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga and her master's degree in curriculum and instruction from Central Michigan University. Now, let's learn how Painting with a Twist can bring out the artists in all of us.
My name is Renee Fletcher. I'm with Painting with a Twist in downtown Lawrenceville. We are a paint and sip company, which means you can come in, paint, have some drinks, have some food, have fun with your friends, and come home with a beautiful painting at the end of the day.
So, kind of talk about like what an evening at Painting with a Twist looks like.
So you come in, whether you can do it by yourself or with your friends, we'll check you in and we'll have you see. We provide everything with the paint, the brushes, aprons, the canvas. All you do is just bring yourself and anything you want to drink or eat. And it's step by step. So an instructor will be up front with you and they'll show you how to do the painting along with you. And then at the end of the class, you'll be all done. You don't have to clean up. You just go home and take your painting home.
So how long have y'all been in Lawrenceville?
For 11 years now.
11 years. Mm-hmm. How did y'all get started in this business?
Well, the owner is Beverly Riley. She actually, it was her sister that first owned it. But she bought it off from her. And she just happened to get into that little spot we're at. We're at the Sunken Inn Garden where Mamie's Cafe and all that is. And that's really all I know about her story so far, but she just got started marketing straight away, and we've been there ever since.
So what kind of clients do y'all typically see?
So we're really big on date nights. So couples come in, whether you're just dating or if you're married. We do kids camp, so we do have a lot of kids and families come in. And then we also do girls nights, so we get a lot of ladies. Just want to get out, single ladies or friends, just about anybody.
Yeah. And are there a lot of different options for what you can paint?
Oh, yes. We have a calendar. We try to get the calendar up a month ahead. And you can select. We try to do some every single day. So we can do anything from landscapes. We do people portraits. We do paint your pet. Kid-friendly paintings. If you think about it, we probably do it.
During the holidays, y'all do Christmas themes?
Oh, yes, we have a lot. And we already have a lot of Christmas stuff up now, including the kids' holiday camp as well.
I'm sure that's really popular.
It's very popular.
So how has the city of Lawrenceville embraced y'all?
Oh, they're very supportive. They email us about any events. Like, we're getting ready to be in the Boo Fest this Friday. So they gave us a little space, so we're going to set up there, and they just keep us up to date with everything, and they, we tell them what's going on, they'll advertise for us if they want to.
So, yeah, and we're talking about kind of a holiday season coming up. Is there an opportunity to get maybe gift cards or certificates that would allow somebody to have this experience?
Yes. So we don't have the physical gift cards anymore, but we do have electronic gift certificates and gift cards that you can purchase from us and give to friends or family.
And, I mean, is this something that if you're someone like me who's not artistic at all, like you can enjoy?
Oh, yeah. You don't have to have any artistic ability at all. It's just for fun. You know, it's not a serious paint class. You know, but you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I'm sure that you have definitely some really talented people come through. So, you know, with the pandemic, how did that kind of affect y'all's business?
We got very lucky. It did not affect us too much. I mean, it affected people coming in. But we did at-home kits, which we're still doing today. So you can go on our website and pick out a painting you want, and we'll back up the canvas, the paints, brushes, anything you need for it, and you can come pick it up.
With that, is there any kind of like pattern you can use to kind of to teach you how to paint, or?
Yeah, it comes with instructions.
Okay, cool. Yes. That's neat. So that would be something maybe.
And some even have video instructions.
Oh, wow. So how does that work? Is it online video?
Yeah. So after you pick it up, you'll receive an email with the video. And it'll just like what we do, just step by step along with you.
Wow. I mean, that's so neat. So where do y'all see the business going forward?
I think we're going to still be thriving years from now. We try to do different things as well. I know that we started doing like pour paint, which is something different. That's where you just pour the paint on there and it just makes like a little galaxy effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're always going to try something new.
So what's your favorite kind of paint style?
For me, I used to be a teacher, so of course I like doing the kids' stuff. So it's more like, it's not realistic, but kind of cartoony, like paintings. But each artist has their favorite. We have some that do exclusively the landscapes. We have some that exclusively do like the people portraits.
So for the kids camp, is there any place you can get information on how to sign your kids up?
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay.
Just look up Painting with a Twist Lawrenceville, and that'll give you all the info. It's also on our website. You can look up that, and that's where you can sign up for that.
And with the kids camp, how long is that?
So we do it in week duration. So like for winter camp, it's for 1 week before Christmas. When Christmas break starts, but before Christmas. It's a 3-hour session. It's a drop off as well. So you drop your children off. For the first hour, we do painting. The middle part, we'll do snacks and games. And in the last hour, we will do crafts.
What kind of crafts do y'all do?
We try to correspond it with the painting we did. So one time we did like a slime emoji with rainbow on it. And then at our craft for that was we made our own slime.
Oh, wow. How did you make your own slime?
I bought a kit.
That is so neat. What ages come to this?
Recommended ages is 5 through 12. But if they're like 4 and, you know, they can pick up a paintbrush, they're more than welcome.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a little bit older and they want to do it, they're more than welcome as well.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
Yes, we do private parties as well. So corporates, we have a lot of corporations and businesses come and they'll rent out a room where they can do paintings with us, have their own little Christmas party like what we're doing right now. Kids' birthday parties, we do those as well. Or any birthday or any kind of party you can think of. So a lot of people don't know we do that. So that's an option as well.
From the water that flows from your tap to the roads you drive on your way to work, Gwinnett County government provides high-quality services to residents every day. Our residents, businesses, schools, local governments, and nonprofits have a long tradition of working together to make Gwinnett the best place to live, work, play, and raise a family. Together, we'll ensure that Gwinnett is a place where everyone thrives. Learn more about county services at GwinnettCounty.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GwinnettGov. Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for bus drivers. The Gwinnett County Public Schools transportation team transports over 133,000 students to school every day. GCPS also offers world-class training for drivers. You'll get commercial driver's license training from a team of professionals, all while receiving full pay and benefits. Earn up to $27.03 an hour and make the difference in the lives of students. To apply today, visit gcpsjobs.org/drivers. Thanks again for listening to today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know that over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Matt Golden, News Director. Chin Ray Zhang, Director Producer. And Jason Gentarola, Audio Producer. All rights reserved.